Let's get some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago and check in with Seamus Toomey. Good morning, Seamus. And we're going to talk about weddings first. I guess they're continuing, but not in the same way, right?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Yes. You know, of all the many things that are being altered greatly, our weddings, you know, it's the spring season. People have been planning their spring weddings for years. We checked in with just a bunch of Chicago couples that, and how they pivoted with very little time. Christy and John Sims was one couple, their Ukrainian village. They were planning to be at the Union League Club. They had a band hired, 230 guests. They obviously had to cancel that, but they had a really beautiful ceremony, and they just did it right in front of their house on the steps of in Ukrainian village. We found it interesting because some of the neighbors from the neighborhood just saw it happening, and they came up and checked it out, and they just had a small gathering. Everyone was 6 feet away. They told grandparents not to come, but grandparents all sent notes that were read at the ceremony, and people could go inside and use the bathroom as long as they Lysoled everything that they touched on the way out. So it's obviously wasn't what they dreamed of, but several of the couples we talked to said, hey, listen, you know, when you kind of strip it down to exactly, you know, what this is supposed to be all about, it's about us getting together with, you know, the people that we love and getting married and, you know, committing to themselves forever. So there were some very sweet stories in there, but just, you know, bittersweet as well, because it's, you know, the dreams are sort of shattered, but they pushed through anyway.
It's a way of the world now, and so many people were planning summer weddings, and those are getting pushed way back. And we did a story yesterday about how when the time comes for those weddings that are pushed back to the fall or next year, there's going to be such a crush, such a demand, that people who need to order wedding dresses for like a year down the road, or almost a year, or maybe more, they need to get busy on that now, because they're going to be slammed with wedding dress orders. One thing that's still going on is the construction of Chicago's new neighborhood, the 78. This is where exactly is this, Seamus?
The 78 is that it's in the South Loop. It's the big undeveloped chunk of land just to the east of the Chicago River, right between the South Loop and Chinatown. And this is at 62 acres. It's really the last bit of undeveloped land anywhere near downtown. So it's been a big deal. They've been waiting a long time to figure out exactly what they wanted to put there. They offered it to Amazon, which did not take it. So they're pushing forward with this, basically creating a brand new neighborhood. They're calling it the 78 because there's 77 neighborhoods already. But, you know, I was a little surprised to hear that this thing has still been pushing forward over the last couple weeks. They're taking some measures to keep the workers apart from each other, but it's pushing forward. We, you know, checked in with them again yesterday to see how they were doing, and they said no plans to slow it down. They've hit a bunch of milestones already. They've already installed all the water, all the sewer, all electricity, traffic signals, you know, all the stuff that they can do below grade. So it's pushing forward. You know, this is, we're talking about a 10-20 year project here. So it's interesting. It's going to really change the way that whole section of the city is going to look, because we're talking about, you know, millions and millions of square feet of homes and retail space and office space and high rises. So it's interesting, and it's pushing forward.
62 acres adjacent to the Chicago River between the South Loop and Chinatown. Well, let's talk about how some folks are helping neighbors and especially seniors at a time when you really have to keep in mind the people who are stuck at home. What's going on in this department, Seamus?
Yeah, this is a gentleman that we keep tabs on because he's doing such great things all around the city. Gentleman by the name of Jamal Cole. He runs My Block, My Hood, My City, and they do a bunch of different volunteer events, sort of what's needed at the time, and what Jamal has decided is needed right now, besides donations of cleaning supplies. He really wants people to sign up to volunteer to call seniors around the city. He's got an online form at his website, formyblock.org, and you can put in your name there. They'll give you five names and phone numbers of seniors who you can call and check in with to see how they're doing. It's really, you know, it's a check-in for sure, but it's also just a way to connect them. And it sounds, you know, a good way to pass some of your own time as well. You know, you get a list of five new friends and just check in and keep everyone connected, make sure they don't need what they need, what they talk, whatever. It's a great idea. And again, they're also looking for cleaning supplies as well that they've been delivering to seniors as well. But a lot of those volunteer events have been shut down, so they don't all gather together. But this one via phone is one way just to kind of keep the momentum going.
And Seamus, if somebody wants more information on My Block, My Hood, they can go to your website, correct? BlockClubChicago.org?
BlockClubChicago.org, or Jamal's site is formyblock.org as well. All the volunteer forms are there.
And finally, we've seen some Christmas lights put up these days, and now teddy bears in windows. What's this all about?
Yeah, this has been going on in a couple different places, including Hyde Park and the nearby Jackson Park Highlands. Neighbors have started a spreadsheet. Basically, it's a scavenger hunt for teddy bears. People are putting teddy bears in their front windows, or, you know, a stuffed dragon, something, whatever you have on hand. And it's something for, you know, kids who are out maybe taking a walk with their parents to stretch their legs, or people out walking their dogs, just giving them something, you know, to look for. Something to look forward to. They said, you know, some of these younger kids, they find these long walks with their parents boring. So it's, you know, a little bit of levity, something fun they can look for, like, oh yeah, I found 15 bears on my walk around the block with my parents. So it's you know, it's cute. It's something light going on amid this darkness.
Yeah, I'll take a little levity. Seamus Toomey for Black Club Chicago, our extremely local news report today. Thanks, Seamus.
Thanks, Bob.